Our next public hearing is change of zone, 1586 Eugene D. Bookhammer.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, for land lying southeast of Route 24, 800 feet northeast of Love Creek, and to be located on 1.002 acres, more or less. For the benefit of the commission, I will pass down copies of this survey and site plan for this application. I'd also like to pass down copies of some letters of support presented or filed by the applicant. I have one agency comment. It's from the Department of Transportation. On March 9th of 2005, a support facilities report was prepared. It makes reference to the proposed rezoning from AR1 to B1. The source or road referred to was John J. Williams Highway, being Route 24, from the stoplight at Camp Arrowhead Road, being 279, to the stoplight at the Cape Henlopen School. There's an annual average daily traffic of 17,664 vehicles per day, with a summer average of 23,080 vehicles per day. There's a peak hour volume of 3,167 vehicles per day. A traffic impact study was not recommended. The present level of service of the road segment referenced is level of service E. Attached to that letter, or actually that support facility report, was a letter dated March 29th of 2005. And they make again reference to the support facilities report. Most of what I've already stated, and they in bold print say, while DLDOT does not recommend that the county require a traffic impact study for this rezoning application, we trust that the county is aware that approving this application would contribute to an existing traffic problem. The subject segment of Route 24, the portion between Camp Arrowhead Road and the traffic signal to Cape Henlopen Middle School, operates at level of service during summer weekday peak hours. They also make reference that under Delaware's current capital and transportation program, a roadway widening project is scheduled for Route 24 from east of Love Creek to Delaware Route 1, and that the applicant should contact project manager for Route 24 mainline improvements, which is Mark Harbison, to determine how those improvements would affect the site layout and if any right-of-way dedication is necessary. The comments that I received from the applicant was a letter from Deborah Appleby, Herring Chiropractic Clinics, Midway Service Incorporated, Beach Homes, Mid-Atlantic Family Practices, Ralph McMahon, or McMahon, whichever, Marianne Berlinger. This one actually has that one twice. And then Lillian Greener, and they were letters in support of the application. They are part of the record, and they will be referenced in the minutes. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Mr. Chairman, Gene Bookhammer is my name, and the lady with me is the lady that bought my property. Her name is Kathy Choi, and the property's been sold, and she has ownership of it.
All right, sir.
And I think you have all the information that I have given you, and we're here for any questions that you might have in regard to that. And
is that Kathy with a K or a C?
C.
I knew I'd get it wrong. And how do you spell your last name?
Chong,
C-H-O-N-G. Thank you.
All right, sir. Well, we'll see if anyone has any questions for you. Mr. Johnson.
Thank you. What's the proposed use of the property?
Honestly, we haven't decided yet.
So you're not sure?
Well, actually, our plans has been changed because at the time when we bought the property, we were going to put a business in the future. But at the month we bought the property, we realized that I got pregnant. Now I have a baby at home. So our plans has been changed. But maybe 1 or 2 years later, we're trying to put a business there.
So in the meantime, you would anticipate using it? How?
We're going to live there.
Okay.
Yes.
She told me that she plans to move in May and live there.
Well, I was just curious because I see the proposed, parking area. So I didn't know if you were anticipating what type of business you were anticipating being there.
I realized that we rather interested in the commercial sea zoning, but I think due to the traffic problem, I think it was hard. So I guess Mr. Bookhammer just proposed for B1 zoning. So I guess there's a certain business list we can put under B1 zoning. So, but it could be one, but we haven't decided yet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I have no further questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton?
I have no questions.
Mr. Smith?
I have no questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Lang?
Just to clarify, in describing the property around you, I know that there is a B1 neighborhood business district to your east. And there's also a doctor's office or a chiropractic office to your west.
Right.
And in that B1 district, immediately adjacent to the east, how many businesses are in that, basic businesses are in that little complex there?
Well, on the other side, there's a beauty salon and some other facility, businesses, small business recognitions. And then there's a real estate, not real estate development, I guess he's a builder, McMahon.
Is that Beach Homes?
Yeah.
Is that what he calls it?
Yeah, Beach Homes. And then next to that is David Greenhall has a shop there, a small engine shop. And then on down the road, there's just a little ways, there's a glass blowing shop. And also a doctor's office. And that's about it. Other people I've questioned about if they had any objection, and they have said no, but I didn't get any letters from them, but I got the acknowledgement that they had no objection.
And any other business to the west of your site after you leave the Herring Chiropractic?
On the left.
On the same side.
On the same side.
You got Herring Chiropractic. Is there any more commercial to the Love Creek Bridge?
I don't believe. There's a, in the back of the property, there's a trailer park. That's I guess east of the property. There's a trailer park that joins up to this property.
That's all I have.
And, of course, over the bridge, there's everything over the bridge.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
Mr. Couts?
No questions, sir.
Mr. Robertson?
No questions.
All righty, we thank you. If you'll take a seat for a minute, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application.
Thank you very much.
Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of change of zone 1586, Eugene D. Bookhammer? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to change of zone 1586. Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning.